are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
This is your voice for freedom and democracy.
Hello, that's your frequency. You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
This is Radio Rhino International Africa. This is your voice for freedom. It is your symbol for the future. It is your symbol of hope. This is Radio Rhino International Africa. This is your voice for freedom. It is your voice for liberty.
Hello, you are on the right way. You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Dear listeners, here we are again. We have just received messages that a priest and seven other persons were arrested in Gulu last night by soldiers of the dictatorship and are currently undergoing interrogation in Gulu military barracks. The government accuses them of collaborating with the armed insurgents in northern Uganda. We will keep you informed of any further development.
Radio Rhino International Africa News.
Northern Uganda. At least 8 people, among them a Roman Catholic priest, were arrested yesterday. Security sources said more arrests were expected last evening and today in Kampala and Gulu. Northern Uganda Diocese Anglican Bishop Reverend Nelson Onono Ongweng has said the planned trial of top LRA commanders will jeopardize the peace process in the region. Northern Uganda. Pader Women MP Asante Okot has threatened to sue the Uganda government of killer dictator Museveni for failure to feed internally displaced persons in Pader district. Kitgum. Health officials from Kampala have rushed to Achulibur IDP camp in Pader district to assess a strange drug-resistant malaria which residents suspect to be Ebola. The disease, which causes vomiting, fever and much sweating, has killed 6 children from the camp, causing panic and fear among residents. The Bunjoro Kitara Kingdom on Saturday renewed its demand that the constitution be amended to return 5 lost counties now under Buganda back to Bunjoro. The 5 lost counties were given to Buganda by the British colonial government for Buganda's support in the colonial war against Bunjoro. Kampala, Uganda. Over 20,000 inmates currently being held in various prisons in Uganda face starvation if the government does not urgently step in to avert a food crisis in the prisons department. Sources yesterday said that the department has food to feed inmates for only 2 months. Kampala. 3 Rwandan army officers and a police officer have fled to Uganda, alleging persecution at home. Lieutenant Colonel John Kashugi, Captain Robert Mugabe, Lieutenant Robert Mugisha, Inspector of Police Makwanda Mugisha, and a civilian, Mr. Dan Sande, defected to Uganda recently and have been under Ugandan government custody. Kampala, Uganda. U.S. Ambassador Jimmy Corker says the 2004-2006 government political roadmap is behind schedule. N'Djamena, Chad. A court has sentenced 19 Arab herdsmen to death by firing squad for their part in killing 21 villagers during an attack in the south of the country a few months ago. Washington, D.C. The Bush administration was forced into the embarrassing admission on Tuesday that new intelligence about Al-Qaeda's plans to attack U.S. financial institutions, information that led to an official alert and a slew of fresh security measures, was up to 4 years old and predated the September 11 attacks. The two South Africans arrested in Pakistan, along with alleged Al-Qaeda operative Ahmed Ghalfan Ghailani last week, allegedly confessed to Pakistani police that they were planning on destroying several financial, administrative, sporting and tourism installations in Pretoria and Johannesburg, including the Union Buildings, Sheraton Hotel and U.S. Embassy. The news in details. Gulu, Northern Uganda. At least 8 people, among them a Roman Catholic priest, were yesterday arrested in a joint army and police operation in Gulu on allegations that they were collaborating with the Lord's Resistance Army. Security sources said more arrests were expected last evening and today in Kampala and Gulu. The Uganda army accused the arrested priest for supplying gun boots to the LRA, providing information on a deployment of the army and guided rebels on routes safe from the UPDF, supplied medicine, uniforms and maps. An anonymous military source said a Uganda army intend to play the confessions of the 8 arrested and detained suspects on FM radios this week to expose the collaborators, their colleagues and what they have been supplying to the rebels. An observer said the arrest of the priest is a probable government ploy to terrorize the religious bodies into silence. Last week, the Vicar General of Gulu, Monsignor Matthew Odong, protested the announced premature intention and involvement of the ICC in northern Uganda. Northern Uganda Diocese Anglican Bishop Reverend Nelson Onono Ongweng has said the planned trial of top LRA commanders will jeopardize the peace process in the region. Bishop Onono said the trial will instill fear in rebel commanders who wish to surrender and discourage them from coming out for fear of being prosecuted. Onono said peace was returning to the north given the number of rebels surrendering under the amnesty law. Pader, Northern Uganda. Pader woman member of parliament, Santa Okot, has threatened to sue the government for failure to feed internally displaced persons in Pader district. She said the IDPs had been neglected by the government and were living on God's mercy. Addressing the press, Okot accused the government of violating the human rights of the displaced, especially those in Lapono sub-country. I have given the government only this week to respond. I will consult district lawyers for advice on the legal procedures, he said. Every time we complain that Pader is being marginalized, they say we are lying. Santa Okot said she wants the Uganda dictatorship to explain to Pader whether this is intentional and why. She said 10 women and 1 man were massacred last month in Lapono sub-county when they went to look for food outside the camp. Kitgum. Health officials from Kampala have rushed to Achulibur IDP camp in Pader district to assess a strange drug-resistant malaria which residents suspect to be Ebola. The disease, which causes vomiting, fever and much sweating, has killed 6 children from the camp, causing panic and fear among residents. The clinical officer in charge of Achulibur Health Center 3, Mrs. Betty Luvum, reported that she suspected meningitis or Ebola because the children who died were vomiting, sweating and were resistant to drugs. The Bunjoro Kitara Kingdom on Saturday renewed its demand that the constitution be amended to return 5 lost counties now under Buganda back to Bunjoro. The 5 lost counties were given to Buganda by the British colonial government for Buganda's support in the colonial war against Bunjoro. During a meeting at the Rukurato Hall in Hoima Town, Bunjoro resolved Bunjoro Kitara Kingdom will participate in the federalism debate only if the issue of the lost counties of Buhekura is resolved to the satisfaction of all Bunjoro opposed to Buganda's demand for the 9,000 miles, saying 3,000 miles of them are in Buyaga and Bugangaiza counties of Kibale district. Kampala. Over 20,000 inmates currently being held in various prisons in Uganda face starvation of the government does not urgently step in to avert a food crisis in the prisons department. Sources yesterday said the department has food to feed inmates for only 2 months. The Uganda Minister for Disaster and Preparedness, Lieutenant General Moses Ali, on July the 22nd warned of famine. Kampala. 3 Rwandan army officers and a police officer have fled to Uganda, alleging persecution at home. Lieutenant Colonel John Gashugi, Captain Robert Mugabe, Lieutenant Robert Mugisha, Inspector of Police Magwende Mugisha and a civilian Mr. Dan Sande sneaked into Uganda recently and have been under Ugandan government custody. Uganda is reported to have informed Rwanda and the British government about the matter. Uganda and Rwanda accuse each other of harboring either country's deserters. Kampala. U.S. Ambassador Jimmy Carter says the 2004-2006 government political roadmap is behind schedule. The transition roadmap is important, but it is equally important that it is observed, Carter said, adding, the government should take its own roadmap seriously. He stressed the need for timely enactment of relevant laws, saying people needed to know what the rules were going to be. N'Djamena, Chad. A court in Chad has sentenced 19 Arab herdsmen to death by firing squad for their part in killing 21 villagers during an attack in the south of the country a few months ago. During the trial, the 19 herdsmen said that they carried out an attack in revenge for the killing of one of their companions. The massacre took place in the village of Maibogo, near the border with Central African Republic, where armed gangs helped the current Central African president, François Bozizé, seize power in a coup in 2003. Washington, D.C. The Bush administration was forced into the embarrassing admission on Tuesday that new intelligence about Al-Qaeda's plans to attack U.S. financial institutions, information that led to an official alert and a slew of fresh security measures, was up to 4 years old and predated the September 11 attacks. Intelligence officials were forced into retreat just a day after they had said a fresh and alarmingly specific information indicated terrorists were planning attacks on institutions in Washington, New York, and New Jersey and had been carrying out surveillance of the targets. One investigator had even said that Al-Qaeda operatives had recently carried out a test run for an attack against a bank. The security alert in the U.S. prompted alarming reports on Tuesday of potential attacks on targets in Britain. Headlines in British newspapers on Tuesday suggested banks in London and Canary Wharf could be in bomber sites. The 2 South Africans arrested in Pakistan, along with alleged Al-Qaeda operative Ahmed Khalfan Ghailani last week, allegedly confessed to Pakistani police that they were planning on destroying several financial, administrative, sporting and tourism installations in Pretoria and Johannesburg, including the Union Buildings, Sheraton Hotel and U.S. Embassy.
Dear listeners, I've had telephone conversations with 2 religious leaders from northern Uganda reacting to the announced intention or decision taken by the International Criminal Court to investigate allegations of war crimes and crime against humanity
Following an application lodged by the government of killer dictator Museveni last year, December 2003. You will therefore subsequently now listen to His Lordship Bishop of Lango, the Right Reverend Bishop Kami Odur, and from His Lordship the Archbishop of Northern Uganda Gulu Diocese, Gulu Catholic Diocese, the Right Reverend John Baptist Odama. On the 29th July 2004, the Chief Prosecutor of the ICC, Luis Moreno Ocampo, announced his office has determined that there is a reasonable basis to open an investigation into the situation concerning Northern Uganda, following the referral of the situation by the Uganda government in December 2003. Considering your position, desires, and efforts to see the 18-year-old civil war come to an end through peaceful negotiations, what is your reaction and the reaction of the people of Lango to the announced decision to investigate war crimes and crimes against humanity in Lango, Your Lordship Bishop Kami Odur?
Well, my reaction on that is that seeing what has happened, I think religious leaders in Lango and most of the people in Lango now, with the response from the LRA that are coming and taking into account the many years that they have remained and the atrocities they have committed, the cultural leaders and religious leaders met and they were considering that maybe what could be done now that these people are coming back and aware that many of them maybe have acted not in their own interest but either through some magic or spiritual powers which are not the right minds. Made the many of our elders that these children should be received and they should be culturally handled other than taking them into court and maybe scaring them out and then scaring even those who are still in the bush to come. But they still feel that if any actions have to be taken, maybe on justice and maybe the IC thing, they also are of the view that the atrocities committed by the LRA may not be only looked at one side. They consider that possibly if the court has to work, it must investigate and bring to justice both government soldiers, some personnel in government, together with the leaders of the LRAs. But otherwise, on the whole, on general, they were considering handling it in a more cultural, traditional, and a peaceful and negotiable terms, other than taking it in the way of judging and maybe penalizing.
Well, going by recent press reports, the Northern Uganda war is now being pursued and executed 200 kilometers inside Sudan, where we are told 120 rebels were killed. Considering the assertion that the majority of LRA are children, how many of the 120 killed may have been underage children forced into rebellion, or sons and daughters of those who are in the rebellion, or even genuine Ugandan refugees who fled the war in Northern Uganda?
Well, it's difficult to tell how many, because you see, this is why exactly we have considered and thinking bringing these people to justice and judging them and maybe imprisoning them when they have not gone there willfully and out of their own choice. And these are innocent children, most of them, who have been pledged into this action. That's why most elders, the cultural leaders, are thinking we might have to accept these children, maybe probably reconcile with them and forgive them other than take them to justice. And so we feel the majority of these people are actually children, underage children, who were innocently taken. Two, it is also very difficult to know how many people are refugees who had run to take refuge. Secondly, it is also possible that such killings might have included some Sudanese amongst them, a crossfire and things like that. So we really feel such action we are still pursuing now more on a peaceful terms and also taking advantage of the amnesty period before it comes to an end.
Well, now that the war is not being fought in Lango, but it is in southern Sudan, what is the general situation in Lango?
Well, the general situation in Lango is still not as good because there are isolated cases where you find some people are said to be LRA who gets people, ambushes people. And people are still, of course, still as poor as they have been, and they are still confined within camps. Because those who try to get out of the camp, even if there are no clear rebel activities, killings, and so on, many times when they try to get out of the camp, at least in one way or another, you find people have been killed. And so people are still being confined in camps. They still don't have food. They can't do anything still on their own. They are perpetually dependent on relief food that are being supplied, which are, of course, not enough at all for the families. And thus, it has caused a lot of street children now, and even all the people who are begging in the town. In town in Lira is filled full of people who are actually begging. You move from one shop to another, and then as you go along the town, you find children actually following you to ask for 100 shillings, to ask for something to eat, saying they have slept hungry and things like that. So the situation is not yet good, even if there is no active LRA or rebel activities happening in Lango.
Well, finally, Bishop Kamyodur, what is your message to the Uganda government and to the Lord's Resistance Army?
My message to the government of Uganda is that the government should speak one thing and pursue it, and seriously prepare the ground for the amnesty to take its action, so that at least we resolve once for all to say we want a peaceful means, and then we want peace to be restored in this country, so that the rest of the country can develop alongside other parts, other than leaving one part of the country to suffer under the pretext of war, and the desperation of the people is just too high. So we feel the government must be serious and pursue one thing at a time, other than having a double-edged sort of thing. To the LRA, we are appealing very sincerely that they must take advantage of the amnesty that is still in place. And we are grateful for those who have made up their minds as human beings to come out. They have been well received by the civil society. And so those who are still out there, we are appealing to them to really take this seriously and know that they are not being deceived. They are being received and received warmly. And we are only praying that they come and settle and work for the development of Northern Uganda and indeed the entire country.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Yes.
It's Godfrey. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
On the 29th of July 2004, the Chief Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Luis Moreno Ocampo, announced his office has determined that there is a reasonable basis to open an investigation into the situation concerning Northern Uganda.
Yeah.
Following the referral of the situation by Uganda in December 2003.
Yes.
Now, it states further that the decision to open an investigation was taken after thorough analysis of available information in order to ensure that the requirements of the Rome Statutes are satisfied. Now, considering your position, desires and effort to see the 18-year-old civil war come to an end through peaceful negotiations, what is your reaction and the reaction of the people of Acholi to the announced ICC decision?
I can only say on the terms of the Acholi Religious Leaders Peace Initiative, and also just gathering the feeling of quite a good number of people, we have said this will not be the right time, because amnesty is beginning to bear more fruits right now than in the past. The effort for peace talk has not stopped. It is still going on. So bringing this issue right now will be also sending contrary, counter, conflicting signals to those, many of whom LRA are coming out, to begin also to doubt if they come out, they may be arrested or may be prosecuted, all these kind of things. We didn't want this kind of conflicting signals against what is already on the ground working, especially the amnesty. Many want to turn up to take advantage of this. Even as I talk now, there are already some of the rebels who want to take advantage of this. They want to come out.
Now, recalling that the war in northern Uganda began 18 years ago.
Right.
And assuming that the ICC refuses to suspend its announced investigation in northern Uganda, what is your reaction to Uganda government's recent announcement that the ICC will only investigate alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in northern and eastern Uganda from 2002 until today?
See, those are the terms I think they are being given to act on, but we feel that they should be investigating thoroughly the war crimes committed in the whole country throughout this period here.
From when
because
to when?
If they, you know, from the beginning, 86, eh?
Yes.
If they want to have really what we call justice, full justice, and also deterrent for future crimes to be committed, then they should examine the whole situation of this this period of war, which has caused a lot of loss of lives, where a lot of crimes against humanity have been done, and all those who are guilty of it should be brought to book as they want to do it.
Now,
would be my own view.
Going by recent press reports, the northern Uganda war is now being pursued and executed 200 kilometers inside Sudan, where we are told 120 rebels were killed last week. Now, considering the assertion that the majority of LRA are children, what is your reaction to the 120 LRA soldiers said to have been killed in Sudan last week, and how many of them might have been underage children or daughters of the rebels or genuine Ugandan refugees?
Now, this is a little bit tricky question for me to answer, because at the moment we got the source of information through the military, and there has not been any other independent source of information. It is only through the spokesperson of the army who has said this has happened there. Our guess could be that among these people, surely there must be some children killed, and a good number too. But supposedly also there are mothers. I'm sure some mothers must have been killed in this war. The only thing would have been to get clear information from the source, how many possible children could have been killed and mothers of these children killed. As the figure has been given, out of this, how many, we are not very sure. I'm not very sure to guess. But I don't exclude children having been killed in that situation. I don't exclude it.
Well, we can now assume that there's no more war taking place in Acholi land. What is the general situation now throughout your diocese?
Well, generally there has been a calm here, and we are faring okay at the moment. I think it was only last week when we had an incident on a road somewhere. So generally, there has been a calm atmosphere here now. That's what I can say at the moment.
And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all I desired, they are the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina.